Hi, this is Martha with March into April's Animal World Tip of the Month. Besides April showers, what comes to mind most prominently in April is Easter. And then the kid part of me starts thinking about Easter bunnies. Now, not to mention chicks and ducklings. Now, I don't mean the candy versions. I'm talking about the real thing. Every Easter, many families get caught up in the energy and bring home real live baby bunnies, chicks, or ducklings. Now, even though all of those little creatures can make wonderful human companions, most of us don't have a clue as to how to make that happen. Consistently, many bunnies, chicks, and ducklings end up either dead or dumped. Remember the tragic dump rabbit overpopulation problem a few years ago in Redmond? Or they end up in animal rescue shelters. I'd like you to help us prevent that from happening again this year by not being part of the problem. Please fight the urge to delight your children with baby animals this Easter. Maybe it's the kid part of you that's always wanted one. But please, please, please do your homework before you go out and buy a baby bunny. And be prepared to raise a house rabbit. That's right, I said a house rabbit. In my opinion, rabbits don't belong in cages outside 24/7. But they can make excellent in-house companions. They house train to a litter box just like a cat, and sometimes are better pet for some people than a dog or a cat. But you need to know what you're doing to have it work. There are some great resources around here if you want to learn more. The House Rabbit Society, Evergreen Rabbit Rescue, the best little rabbit, rodent, and ferret house in the Lake City area of Seattle, the Humane Society in Bellevue, and the Seattle Animal Shelter on Elliott Avenue in Seattle. You might even want to consider adopting a rescued model, but keep in mind most rescues and shelters will not adopt out rabbits close to the Easter holiday for obvious reasons. So if you want to get a live Easter bunny, do some homework first. Learn how to create a great in-house environment for your rabbit friend, and please do your best to make a lifetime commitment. And with a rabbit, that's about 10 years. Surprisingly, chickens and ducks can also, under select circumstances, make good human companions, but not in the city, and they're not great in-house only pets. If you're considering ducks or chickens, remember they need very secure housing, and they tend to attract coyote and cougar to your area. So, all things considered, unless you're an exception to the norm, bring home the stuffed and candy versions of the Easter bunnies, chicks, and ducklings, and we'll all have a better Easter this year. You'll hear this tip repeated throughout the month until Easter, and be sure to stay tuned to Animal World, because if you didn't get convinced with this tip, hearing my family's sad Easter bunny story may convince you, and I'll share that with you soon on an upcoming Animal World.
Manson Mitchell welcomes Ina Segal on Friday morning to reveal the secret language of your body.
And on Saturday morning, Lindsay Paul offers intuitive insights and a travelogue of spirit based on her mystical trip to India.
Then Peter Davenport talks about the trends he's hearing about as director of the National UFO Center.
Mind, body, and otherworldly conversation. Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And we are just getting rolling here on our with our BioClean edition. And yes, I did say our Spring Forward edition. So if you're just joining us and saying, what, second hour? Yeah, well, you missed it. And it was a really good one, too. You missed all kinds of important stuff. Huh?
But we archive it.
Oh, we archive it. That's true.
Back up on the site here shortly.
Martha Norwalk's animal, or no, yeah, MarthaNorwalk.com. And at the bottom of the homepage, there's a link that says audio archives. You click on that and then you can listen. So you didn't have, you can catch up if you missed us. And by the way, Mike has secured us music for our recalls. Haven't you?
I have.
And it's.
I think it'll work, but if somebody's got something better, just shoot us an email.
And when did I forget already, because I'm not a classic music person. Did you say Chopin?
Chopin's
Funeral.
I can play a little.
Would
sound.
You like to hear our this is going to be our pet food recall alert music.
Kind of gets you in the spirit of things. Hopefully we
the funeral
don't
march.
Have to play it too often.
That's what it.
Yeah.
That's what we all recognize. Dun, 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 dun. I had no idea that was Chopin. I guess a lot of the little ditties we know probably are classical music.
Many.
Blips.
Yeah, much more than we ever think.
We just don't realize that they were classic parts of classically composed music. So we'd be playing Chopin's Funeral March for our recall music, unless any of you listeners have a better idea. You can certainly email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you have a better idea.
Yeah. We'll have some fun with a kind of a depressing subject.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. That's a way to kind of balance it out. All right. Speaking of depressing subjects, we were in the middle of a discussion with Teresa, Lisa, and Chris, the women from BioClean, which, and I might sneeze. Oh, I told you. Whatever the pollen is, it's really happening, because I've been getting. Well,
yeah, and whatever it is
studio?
Is probably in the HVAC system as well.
That would be our air conditioning system. Well, I would say it is. Good. Look at my eyes and my nose. It's like, and I'm not an allergic person. At least I didn't used to be. I guess I am now. Oh, hello.
It happens.
Yeah. Oh well. Okay. So where was I? BioClean, and you clean up messes.
We do.
Only you just don't clean up little messes. You clean up serious messes. And it was a calling for you. You already had your cleaning business, and then it was brought to your attention of the really horrible things. Like you mentioned suicide. We've been talking meth lab, drug lab things. What other kind of examples of really awful stuff?
We also do mold abatement, sewage, flooding, and within the last 4 or 5 years, we've gotten into hoarding, and very passionate about it.
And to clean up these messes, we've already determined that you need special education and licensing or accreditation or something to be able to work in these places.
Absolutely.
And we had just, there was a special, just a real estate special, I think it was on 2020, last night or the night before, that, and there was just a heartbreaking story about a young couple and a baby, and they just bought their first home and didn't realize it had been a meth lab. And of course, they got sick, the baby got sick, once they figured out what was going on, of course, that it had been a meth lab. And apparently, if a house has been used as a meth lab, the stuff from the drug production permeates the surfaces of the home. And it isn't as simple, like you said, as just washing down the walls, huh?
That's true. If the levels are high, We will strip it down to the studs and or even demo it, you know, taking the structure right off the land.
Really?
Yeah, taking it to the landfill.
So that's what in this story on 2020, they had moved out. Obviously, you can't like sell the house then. And they said that the whatever the cost of repairing or rehabbing or whatever was just unreasonable for this couple to afford. So they were really in bad shape. And that makes sense because maybe this house just needed to be demolished. And you start over again. And
that's what we're finding. And the homes that are in foreclosure have been sold at auction. The people that are picking them up at these auctions don't understand the methamphetamine contamination, nor are they even educated on it. So they're flipping these houses. They're remodeling them, selling them at a short sale. And then the people potentially becoming the new owners, it's up to them to, you know, be educated to say, hey, should this house be tested or not? And I always say, err on the caution and test homes.
Well, that's what we were just kind of getting to before we ended the last hour, is it makes sense that with these repos, short sales, especially in questionable areas, but, you know, it might not even be a questionable area. You should test, and it, of course, is not required. There are no requirements that these homes be tested.
There is none.
That would certainly be a great policy for banks and so forth that, you know, are selling. Of course, they probably just want to unload them, and they've lost so much money already. They're not really interested in serving the people who buy them. They just want to get rid of them themselves. But wouldn't it be a wonderful service if you guys just went in and tested? So pay attention, folks, if you're listening to this, and if you, of course, are into buying great deals in houses, or you're thinking about buying a house and you're thinking about looking for a great deal or a short sale or a repo or foreclosures, the big advice, and Teresa, you said it too, that was on 2020, was talk to the neighbors, because the neighbors know what's going on in the neighborhood. They'll know if there was questionable activity. And if so, you can call it BioClean. Mm-hmm. You guys can come in and take samples. And you said what? It takes about a week to get test results?
It does. It takes about a week. We test for the methamphetamine product itself. Doesn't matter how it got there, if it was manufacturing or use. Meth is meth, and it's not good in any form. So we go in, we swab the surfaces and the furnace system. Takes a week to get them back, and then we let them know if it's over Washington State standards. And then if it is, we talk to them about the cleanup guidelines, and they can take it from there.
And I just got a flash in my head, so I don't know who is in real estate on the other side that's saying this, but you know, when you make an offer on a house to buy, In that official offer, there's a contingency on, it's contingent on passing inspection. Well,
correct.
You could write in a contingent on inspection plus, and I don't know how you'd phrase it, but contamination testing or, you know, drug contamination testing or mold testing or whatever. You can write in to your offer.
Absolutely.
That it is contingent on that testing, and that you would have more than enough time. You know, from when you make an offer on a house that's accepted, you know, then there's usually about a month, unless you really, you know, tap dance before you close. So that would be plenty of time to go in and get samples and test.
We usually get the phone call when they have a 10-day window to back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we get the call on the first day. They say, we have 10 days to get this done. Can you come out today? So usually that's
so you guys
gets,
drop what you're doing and tap dance your way over and
we do.
And
we
then
do.
Let's and in terms of your cleanup and all the things that you do, I know you're local here in the Pacific Northwest, but how large an area do you cover? Will you go to work?
We cover the western side of Washington State.
Okay.
And we go border to border. We have some sister companies east of the mountains and down in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
So if we get calls for those areas, we know of companies.
You can refer around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we do.
Okay.
We
do. Excellent. So The one big thing for all of you to be aware of, as long as we're on the subject, of course, is the purchasing homes that may be contaminated. Another thing that we talk about often because of another Animal World advertiser family member, which is Discreet Green, that would be the bed bug situation. Do you guys deal with them?
We do, and we work side by side with Janine.
Oh, you
over
do
at Discreet Green. And they're out there, and they're mostly in hotels is where we find a lot of them, in motels and in some transitional homes. So people are coming off the streets and getting their first home, low income. And we also find it from people who travel a lot on the cruises and so forth, and they carry them from there.
Yeah, and I heard now I would be very, very wary about bringing furniture home from garage sales or, you know,
absolutely
out free on the corner sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I've gotten emails from listeners who have bed bugs have just shown up in their apartment. So I don't know whether these guys crawl around an apartment house or, you know, get on people and they carry it, but somehow they're moving from apartment to apartment.
They are, and they're not just on beds. They are found in sofas, along the cording. They hide out in the popcorn ceilings, up in the edges where the walls meet the ceilings, underneath the tack strips. They're nasty little buggers to get rid of.
Okay, but you can help get rid of them. Janine and Princess Leia, the bed bug Leia, she can find them.
Yes, she
and
can.
And Janine has like the only like big cooker tent, you know, around that gets lots of stuff in it. But then
yes.
if you need whole house, whatever you do to bed bugs, you guys can take care of that.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So, before we get into our big subject, you also do cleanup. You said after like homicides, suicides, that sort of thing. Is there really special aside from the trauma to the family, and having to clean up, and it's nice to have someone else clean up? I mean, do you need special education and knowledge to be able to clean up scenes like that?
You really do. The last thing you want to do is take anything home to your loved ones. Mm. So you need to be educated on how to clean it up properly, how to package it properly, and how to dispose of it properly. So
we're talking about blood and stuff.
Correct.
Right? You know.
Correct. And people think that if it's dried blood that it's not dangerous, because the myth is that AIDS dies 2 minutes outside the body. Where, in fact, dried blood is more dangerous than wet blood because
really?
You can make it into a dust particulate by disturbing it, and it gets into your mucous membranes. Exactly.
Huh. Oh, well.
Attached to your clothing, take it home to your loved ones, and so forth. So there's definitely a lot of training that has to go into it.
Well, on that lovely note, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And if you want to check them out, in the meantime, www.biocleanwa.com. If you're thinking, man, I need something cleaned up. These are the women to do it. And we will be getting into the hoarding stuff shortly. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine Caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for Canine Caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1677. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Natural Pet Pantry offers your pet the best homemade healthy food and treats, taking the work out of raw food for cats and dogs. Natural Pet Pantry's homemade natural cat and dog food is Seattle's original raw and cooked pet food. USDA certified, affordable, and local. Made here in the USA. Raw Foods natural enzymes build health with easy digestibility, providing increased energy levels and enhanced well-being in your pet, and prepared for your convenience. You'll find Natural Pet Pantry in local stores or free home delivery. NaturalPetPantry.com. It just makes sense. Call 206-850-0631. That's 206-850-0631. Worried about bed bugs? Discreet Green is committed to bringing you products that are completely all-natural, non-toxic products that are safe for the environment, offering affordable heat treatments, mattress encasements, bed bug monitors, and safe and sane bed bug sprays and foggers. Bed bugs don't stand a chance. You can also have their highly trained bed bug detection dog, Princess Leah, the bed bug Slaya, sniff them out. They want to serve you in an eco-friendly way. Call them at 206-95-GREEN or online at spraybedbugs.com for more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Well, the cats are awake. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. As I was speaking, I just glanced up at the clock on the wall and went, oh, it's only not. No, it's not.
What's
no,
going
no.
on here?
Yes. All right. So that means it's daylight savings time. It's a spring forward day, my least favorite morning of the year. And I always thought I kind of knew what daylight savings time was all about, but now I'm not so sure because Mike has a lot of information. So we are going to educate the human animal in all of us. So what can you tell us about
that? Well, I don't have a lot of information, but I have just enough to make you dangerous. I did a quick internet search and scan, mm-hmm. and you know they wouldn't put it on the internet if
it wasn't
true.
Right? Yeah, okay.
But the gist is you were actually correct. Daylight savings time goes back to Revolutionary War days. It was an idea of Benjamin Franklin. It never went anywhere until gained popularity in World War II, when the Allies, in order to conserve fuel for lighting, decided to bump the daylight hours up. And then it sort of languished. It was, at least in this country, it was something a state could use or not use up until 1966 when Congress passed the Uniform Daylight Bill or something to that effect.
Wow.
And it went into effect in 1966.
Well, see, that shows you I was a teenager. I was not paying attention. But I always thought that daylight savings time began because of farmers and having to work the land and not, you know, having power and light and that kind of stuff. So they needed light longer.
I remember that as being part of the argument before they enacted the law. In fact, it was more about labor, farm labor, where schools were letting out, some schools in the farm country were, you know, they would let out schools in May so that kids would be available to work on their family farms. And then they said, and if we had another hour of daylight, we could be more efficient, more productive.
Huh. Interesting.
So there you go.
But you said it was Ben Franklin's idea to begin with?
That's what I read.
Well, now see, that's something. Cue the woo-woo music.
Yeah, I could, but I don't have it real handy.
So
I could get it.
Assuming that he did, cue the woo-woo music. You know, my dear friend Robin Alexis, who is the mystic, and, you'd have it now? Cue the woo-woo music. Well, my friend, Mystic Robin Alexis, who did Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, live 12 noon on Wednesdays here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. As part of, you know, her website, robinalexis.com, she has the Soul Spa. Well, one of the members of the Soul Spa, Greg, you know who you are, he actually channels Ben Franklin. I personally think he was Ben Franklin in a past life, to tell you the truth. Just to really go out to woo-woo territory. But, you know, see, this is normal for me. It's not woo-woo for me. It's just the way it is. But anyway, he channels Ben Franklin. So, Christina, now I know Christine is listening, and she's on the Soul Spot. How about post to Greg and have him check in with Ben? And would you tell Greg to tell Ben, and of course Ben's probably listening now, I've called in his energy, Ben, this is a request from Animal World. We want the true history of you and daylight savings time. So how about follow up in 2 weeks? I just might have a special message from Ben Franklin. How do you like that?
I wonder if Ben was a morning person.
Well, I don't know, but see, I can find that. I have in to Ben. Is that, and I'm, you know, I'm joking, but I'm serious. Okay. I'm having fun with, but I mean, because you guys are, if you're still here, you know that I'm nuts or you think I'm nuts, and maybe I am. But to me, this is just, anyway, I'm just, let's talk to Ben and find out. What do you say? Cool. All right. So we'll ask Ben. So, Christine, get on that for me, will you? Tell Greg we need to talk to Ben. He does, you know, and he writes all kinds of cool stuff. He does political updates and talks about what's going on and what's going to happen and what we need to do and all that stuff. I mean, Ben's pretty brilliant. So I feel like I know him. Well, in a way, I
would also like to know what Ben thinks of government today.
Well, that's, well, yeah. I'm now, I don't know. Well, now what you can do while you're fooling around over there, go to Robin.
I'm not fooling around. I'm working earnestly. I just happened to hit a wrong button there for
while
a second.
You're working earnestly over there, go to robinalexis.com. Greg has a forum on her website. What I don't know is if it's a public forum or if it's a Soul Spa only forum. But if it's a public forum, then you can access Greg's Corner is the name of the forum, and he's got channel from Ben Franklin, and that's what I'm telling you, is that he brings through really cool information about what Ben thinks about what's going on with today's government and all of that. I mean, there's really seriously good information.
We'll take a look.
So take a look, and then if it's not, you know, I mean, since we're connected to the powers that be at robinalexis.com, we can find out if there's any way we could access Ben's info for Animal World.
Yeah, let's find out.
You know? Yeah. Cool. All right. Oh, isn't this fun? Who knew? Now, see, we've made the spring forward day of daylight savings time a good morning. Have we not?
At least for us.
So now how about you say, why don't we clean up the planet at the same time? Let's do that.
Here, here.
Excellent. Thanks, Ben. Okay. Now, we are talking to the women from BioClean. Teresa Borst is the owner. Lisa, you're Teresa's assistant.
Yes.
And Chris, you're Lisa, you're Teresa's daughter. Let's before we go into any more stuff, what are your functions within the company? What do y'all do? I mean, like Teresa, you're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So you just sit around and boss people, or do you?
I do. That's all I do. They don't like me. No, we all we're pretty much jack of all trades, is what I call it. We all go out in the field, except for Chris. She's our controller, office manager.
But she's really the boss.
She is. She tells me when I cannot spend any more money. No, no, she's really good. She takes the initial call from the client. So she's the first interaction.
So if you call BioClean, you'll actually speak to Chris.
Correct.
And so
sometimes Lisa
answer.
Helps me too.
Oh, okay. So sometimes Lisa, you're on the phones.
Yes, I am. Both of us are there usually. Well, it depends on the day of the week. I go out in the field a lot, too. I do a lot of the estimates for jobs. So I go out and meet with the clients a lot first and then set up the jobs, get our technicians out there to clean up. I also help out with the cleanup as necessary, too. So
that's how it would work if someone needs your services, is you call up and most likely talk to Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her what's going on, and then Chris can let you know if it's something they can help you out with and that sort of thing. And then, is it Lisa or Teresa goes out mm-hmm. and checks it out? Is
we
that the deal?
We go do the estimates. That's correct. And then depending on the manpower, we'll dictate if Lisa and I are both out there or just Lisa with the crew. So kind of fluctuates. Some of it is area as well.
Okay. And how many employees did BioClean have?
7.
Okay. So there aren't that many of you that do all of this incredible work. Wow.
No, it's there's really no set schedule, and it's as needed.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the death scenes, you know, death has no time is what we call it. So the call can come in the middle of the night, during the day. So we have to have people facilitate a night schedule, day schedule, and so forth.
All right. So you cover the bases. So it doesn't matter. You've got a cleanup emergency. Get on the phone and call BioClean.
Absolutely.
And you'll be there, huh?
Absolutely.
Now, I was thinking when I lived in Laurelhurst, was in my dad's house, was taking care of him, the basement flooded a few times. I didn't know about you guys then, but could I have called you for cleanup related to that?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's neat. I'm glad to know that now. I wish I'd known about you then.
Yeah, we have a 2-hour response time.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of times we can get there much quicker.
All right. Amazing what you all deal with. But let's get into now the hoarding, the whole subject of hoarding. I mean, hoarding in and of itself is a horrendous problem. I mean, and I myself can actually relate to how it can happen to some people. I know, I mean, I have to get after myself about not collecting too much. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone through all my stuff in the last, because I've moved a number of times, and I keep getting rid of something, and then it's like it multiplies when you turn your back, put it in a closet, and then you open it up again, and there's twice as much there. And it's just so easy. That's me. It's just so easy to accumulate stuff. And I also have learned just because I didn't grow up with learning to be a great housekeeper and so forth. I learned that other people did that for you, which is not a good way to grow up and learn those things. But I have also realized that you don't see your own messes. And I can remember some of the people that I sort of adopted in working in veterinary hospitals. I mean, the first vet that I worked for, one of his favorite sayings was that not all people that have animals are crazy, but all crazy people have animals. And so I collected a lot of, you know, unusual people as clients, and then who sort of became friends. And then I would end up going by their houses to help them with their animals and stuff. And you'd walk into these situations. I can remember these older ladies that, I mean, they're long gone, but I remember the first time I went to their house to help them with something or to pick up their, I think I went to pick up or deliver their animal home. I mean, it was like walking into the house through the little, just a tiny little walkway through because there were newspapers piled up all over and then the stacks of bunch stuff and you could barely walk through the house. And I was thinking, gosh, how can people live like this? But then I've kind of realized over the years that, you know, you can a mess can be building up or a cluttered situation in your own home. And somehow it's like Mike not changing his clocks. He said, well, you just get used to it, you know, and I just know I think you just get don't people just get used to messes and you don't see your own messes and stuff?
Definitely.
I'm amazed at the work you do, and it also occurred to me that, folks, you might want to jump on the website, biocleanwa.com, because you've got a section of before and after photos where you can see the disaster area and then how great it looks after you've done your work. That's really inspiring. So talk to us about hoarding. We're all looking at Lisa, whose eyes just got bigger.
Well, we do all kinds of hoarding, from animal hoarding to trash hoarding, and like you said, just collections of items. You know, every house that we go into is completely different. That's why we do provide free estimates, because we don't know what we're going to get into. When people call on the phone and want us to say, hey, how much would this cost for you to come clean the house? So we generally go out and we meet with them and discuss what they want to do, what they're trying to accomplish, and let them know that, you know, we can do as little or as much as they want us to do.
And is this similar, like sometimes there's a lot of people that work as organizers these days that come in and help. Is it the same sort of thing or is it different? Or?
It's different. It's similar but different because most organizers, from what I've heard, usually go in after. So they'd be maybe after us where they would then go in if we've met somebody that has too much clutter and we're helping them, you know, get rid of some of those items, and then now they are ready to organize and get their house set up that direction, you know, would be a good time for an organizer to come in. We also do a cleanup after we've went through the hoarding situation as well. So if it's, say, an animal hoarder or something where maybe they have a lot of animal feces on the ground or in the carpet and the counters or whatever, wherever, because they just have too many animals, then we would do the cleanup for that, where most personal organizers don't want to get in that involved in the cleanup.
Okay. All right. We're going to take another time out here briefly to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So stay present, listen, thank them, support them, and then stay right where you are because we're getting into the good stuff. Animal hoarding's coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You've been hearing about canine caviar for some time now. This is the dog food that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5. Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. You've been hearing that there is a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption. Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. It's time to try it. Ask for canine caviar at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 800-392-7898.
Are you eco-conscious? What about being humane conscious too? Choosing to live humanely includes buying cruelty-free products, learning where our food comes from, and how animals are treated. On Living Humane, we explore how our choices for humane living are ever expanding. Join us this Saturday at 2 p.m. for an interview with Roy Gilden from Beansfield Vegan Nacho Chips, and Stuart Rose will be here to tell us about VegFest on March 23rd and 24th. Join us Saturday at 2 p.m. for Living Humane.
In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow.
Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin, and zinc, along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, can you believe it? We're on the downside of hour number two of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, I'm off on a tangent again before we get back to animal hoarding. I think we have to take a break in between. But, you know, Mike was telling me, because, you know, I'm sneezing and having to blow my nose and all of this, and saying it's worse this year than I don't remember having a problem last year. But anyway, Mike said tree pollen. Kathy typed up here on the committee that it's tree pollen that's bothering me. And then I got to thinking, you know, with the beautiful sun we've had in the last couple of days, Friday, I kind of blew off the afternoon and I took Robbie and met Robbie's girlfriend, Emily. He has a girlfriend. She has been his girlfriend since he was a puppy. He's with an older woman. Anyway, so we went out to Emily's house and with her owner, Cindy, and we were hiking in on the kind of the hills of the Salton Basin and forest land, the state lands, and the logging roads, and then into the trails and stuff. And we were out there. Robbie was wiped out. We came home, drank some water, peed, and he didn't wake up till midnight. I mean, that's how we were really out there, and in the dense forest here and there, and then we were in some, you know, previously clear cut areas. But mostly we're in the forest, and I'm thinking that I didn't sneeze at all, and I didn't even blow my nose once while we were out there. But mostly it's evergreens, so I'm thinking it must not be the evergreens. And so what you guys are saying, it's other trees that are bothering me. So I should just stay out of the city, huh? Is that what it is? Ornamental trees and stuff? I mean, there's trees. Mm-hmm. What are these trees? This tree is bursting out outside our window here. And I don't remember what kind of tree that is. It doesn't have any leaves.
Direct. It's a very tall tree.
Yeah, it's a tall tree.
Because we're on the fifth floor.
Yeah, it's a tall tree. Oh, well. So you're talking ornamental trees, you said, mm-hmm. Teresa. And
the ones that bloom.
Like flowering cherries or something, probably.
Well, but nobody's blooming yet.
No.
Little buds.
Yeah, so do they put out pollen when there's just little buds?
Probably.
I thought they had to bloom before there's pollen and stuff.
That would make sense.
Oh, well.
Who knows?
I'm just sneezing. But just so you know, You go to the mountains and the forest, I didn't sneeze. So when it's truly Mother Nature, the pristine as it gets, I wasn't sneezing. So there you go. I don't know what that's worth, but maybe Ben Franklin knows. Who knows? Okay, we're back to... Yes, it's a difficult subject, and that's probably why I drag my feet a little bit. We're talking about, we've been talking about hoarding. We're with the BioClean, women from BioClean, BioCleanWa.com. You can look at the before and after pictures. But so I would imagine that you've seen the worst of the worst. And what kind of besides animals, what kind of stuff do people hoard and or collect?
They can collect anything, actually. Stacks of newspaper, trash, just figurines, old clothes. You know, we go into homes where people have just thousands of items of clothing that they don't need, but they just don't want to get rid of, be it I may need those nice clothes to if I get a job again, or I'm going to fix that one, even though it needs, three buttons sewed on it. You know, they're just going to, they have plans to do something with everything that they keep. You know, a broken chair, they're going to fix it. A craft, they're going to make it. They have a reason for why they have everything.
Okay, I just got another flash. Because, the last Sunday of the month is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friend Sunday. I'm thinking about Mollywood Avian Sanctuary because they go through a ton of newspaper. But they like the Wall Street Journals, the USA Today's. What's the new one? There's another one that they take now. But anyway, Wall Street Journals, USA Today's, the bigger papers without the junk in them. New York Times, I think, is the other one that they'll take. But if you run into big stacks of those, and also towels, doesn't matter what condition. Hand towels up to beach towels. They go through tons of towels to handle the birds and all of that, and the birds rip them up and all that sort of stuff. So towels and big newspapers.
Perfect. Good to know, because we do. Before we just drop it off at the Goodwill or something, we try to donate them to the shelters or
but
anybody.
I just got a flash to tell you about that. But now, so let's talk about someone who is, collecting or, hoarding and gets into that. Who contacts you? Is it usually the hoarder or the collector, or is it somebody in their family or someone else? I mean, how do you find out about these places and get in there?
It varies. Sometimes the hoarder themselves can contact us because they've decided that they're ready. Family members, friends, neighbors, code enforcement, DSHS, it just depends on the situation, from an apartment to a house, if they're having problems, if neighbors are complaining because of rodents maybe or smells, maybe DSHS or APS, Adult Protective Services has made a inspection on the home and realized that they're not in a safe environment.
I'm wondering how you handle this, because I remember when we had a discussion off the air about this is what really impressed me. But as I'm thinking about, some of these shows on TV, about hoarding and stuff, and they go in there and they just haul all the stuff out of the house and pile it up on the front lawn and then make sure. And it's very hard on the people. I mean, do you do that? Do you just haul everything out of there? I mean, how do you handle these situations?
A lot of times it can take two or three visits to developing a relationship with the hoarder themselves before they even are willing to take that first step.
Really?
Okay. Right. They have to trust us and know that we're there to help them, not to just come in and take all their items like on TV.
See, and that's what really impressed me about you guys. Mm-hmm. You don't just run in there and it's on the time clock and let's get in and get out, grab everything. You really care about the people. So you develop a relationship with them first?
Yes, we do. And like I said, all of those appointments are free. We'll go out there and spend an hour, 2 hours just talking and going through everything with them. I mean, I've met people in the hospital before, to go over information with their home because something has happened and now they can't go home and out of the hospital until it's cleaned up. So, and that's the only way. If you go in and just start throwing away all those items and they're not ready, they'll just go back to hoarding again. And, that's just a traumatic experience for them to go through.
Yeah, well, you can see it if you've watched any of these shows on TV, and it's maybe like family members or something else that are forcing it to happen. Mm-hmm. The people who the stuff belongs to, they're in great pain.
Yeah.
And that's part of why I have trouble watching those. I mean, they go through such pain in it. And it has always been my contention, and as we work into the animal hoarding and so forth, is that Now, there's certainly a difference in my mind between, like, puppy mill breeder type situations as opposed to animal hoarding situations, that a lot of times people just want to string these people up by their toes because the animals end up suffering. But I've always felt that, or I felt, you know, and in my heart, that these people, their hearts are in the right places. They're usually trying to help, and it's because they love them and they just are not capable or have become overwhelmed that this isn't a matter of locking these people up. They need help. And it seems that you've figured that out.
Absolutely. And that's it, too. You hit it on the head. It's overwhelming for them. You know, they start taking in these animals, stray animals, and people go, oh, can you take this? Can you watch this animal? And next thing you know, they have 10 dogs and 20 cats, and they're doing everything that they can to make those dogs and cats comfortable and trying to feed them. But it's too much for one person, and especially depending on the person. If they're working full time or if they're elderly or disabled, they're limited to what they can do. And pretty soon it gets so overwhelming, they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start.
And it's not just in an animal situation, because people can feel that way about their possessions as well.
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so it sounds like you really understand that, you relate to that. So in a hoarding situation of any kind, you go in and start building a relationship with the actual people responsible or involved. And you say that's all free of charge? You go and meet with them?
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how long it takes or how many times, until they get to know you and they trust you.
Right.
And then it sounds like you then gently help them through the process.
Right. And once you develop that relationship and trust with them is when, you know, they realize that they can help someone else by donating something to a shelter, somebody else in need of those extra clothes that they have that maybe somebody else needs. And that makes them feel better, and knowing that they're not alone in this situation. You know, we have tons of resources with support groups and therapists, books that are good for both the hoarder themselves and the family members, because the family members just aren't educated with what's going on, what these hoarders are going through.
Yeah, and they sometimes just say, well, buck up and deal with it.
Right.
Get with the program.
They get labeled as, you know, lazy people. They just don't want to clean. They live this way because they want to. And it's not that they want to. They just don't know how to get help.
All right. We are going to time out at this point, because we're going to do some current events and close out this hour. And then we'll spend the rest of the next hour. I want to follow up a little bit, because a little bit of follow up on the hoarding situations in general and your follow up. Then we'll really get into the animal hoarding, and then how do we recognize the signs, and how do we help, and all of that sort of stuff. So make sure you stay with us, and we will phone lines will be open from now on. So if you want to call us, if you've got specific questions about a situation that you know of or that you've got going on, any specific questions or something you want to know about, be sure and let us know. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But right now, we are going to do current events. Okay, so speaking of entertainment, now see, that's what we need, is we need the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs to do the funeral march for us. I don't think that's on their Rhythm and Muse CD, though. Gosh. All right. Okay. Speaking of entertainment, we got a lot of stuff pending, and then a couple of new items. Just to remind you, March is Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month at Seattle Animal Shelter. Adoption fees only $15. Spring for a Dog, choose a Chihuahuas in March at Seattle Humane Society. Only $15 for Chihuahuas 1 year and older throughout the month. And this is one of my favorites. At the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park in Everett, it's the Secret World of Slugs and Snails, Life in the Very Slow Lane. I just think that's too cute. Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m., The presentation is by best-selling author, entertainer, and insect cooking expert David George Gordon. And it's $5 if you're a member of the Stream Keeper Society, $7 if you're not, www.streamkeeper.org. And make sure you call for a reservation because their space is limited. And I mean, I really should get up there to see this because I do have an affinity with slugs. Went down to when I visited my grandparents as a young teenager in Berkeley, and in the backyard, I spent a lot of time out. And I spent a lot of time in the yard, in the dirt. I befriended a family of banana slugs, you know, the big yellow slugs, and I refused to come home without them. Fortunately, my dad wasn't on this trip. My mother helped me, you know, suit up a and decorate a, you know, shoebox sort of affair for my family of banana slugs. I brought them home. I'm probably personally responsible for bringing in an invasive species or something. I loved my slugs. Okay, let's see. First annual Bunko Party and fundraiser for Valley Animal Partners is March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. at SciView Community Center in North Bend. Bunko, I don't know what Bunko is. Anybody know what Bunko is? I don't know what Bunko is. Must be some kind of game.
It's a dice game.
Dice game. Ah, okay. Bunko silent auction and vendors, 100% benefit local families to spay and neuter. As of last week anyway, there's still room for vendors. There's no fee for vendors, just a donation to the raffle. And they're also looking for auction and raffle items, 425-888-2120. And on in current events on MarthaNorwalk.com, there's an email address as well. All right, I'm really excited about this. I'm signed up. I hope you're signing up too. Accutonics Sound Healing Self-Care for you and your dog and cat friends. Saturday, May 6th. Remember Jude and Paul Ponton, the chiropractors, acupuncturists, and the Accutonics instructors and practitioners that do the great harmonics in the Greenwood area of Seattle. We did a show with them a couple months ago, and remember, we all wanted a class to learn how to do this, and now they've put it together. Saturday, March 6th, it's 1 to 5 p.m. It will be at their office at Whispering Dragon Center, which is on 103rd in Seattle. It's in the Greenwood area, like I said. You learn to use the balancing frequencies of the Ohm tuning forks for you and your dog and cat. And how cool is that for me, the Ohm forks? Woo-hoo. It's $125, includes their book, and then you get a 10% discount on a set of Ohm forks if you do it along, you know, get the forks along with the class. Space is limited. They want you to pre-register. Call them at 206-706-2836. All right, you got to join us because I really want to do this class, so folks, sign up. Here's a new one. Whiskers Wine and Dine 2013 annual fundraiser for Northwest Spay and Neuter Center will be Saturday, March 16th, 5 to 9 p.m. at McGavick Conference Center in Lakewood. It's a dinner, auctions, silent and live, and a dessert dash, $60 per person, www.nwspayneuter.org. And here's a mark your calendars, save the date for the Sexless in Seattle Soiree 2013. That is the annual auction with a twist to benefit the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Clinic, and that will be on September 21st. All right, so that's pretty much it for current events, except to say that next week is the third Sunday of the month. That means it's I'm Going to Temple and Kevin and Kim Sunday here on Animal World. Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, will be here to help connect with your animal friends, either on this side or the other, humans too. So be sure you're here next week. Let's close out this hour. We'll turn it right around and be right back with the gals from BioClean, and we're talking animal hoarding. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.